AI powered learning from purchasing patterns. So AI leverages historical procurement data to uncover purchasing trends and optimize sourcing decisions. So as we said, in the machine learning, you know, there is a large amount of data that the machine is scanning through and looking for patterns and then using algorithms to arrive at decisions. So it uncovers purchasing trends and thus it actually optimizes the sourcing solutions. Key AI insights from purchasing data. So what are some of the insights which come from the purchasing data? Recognition of recurring patterns in buying behavior, allowing better demand forecasting. So there are certain patterns that the AI systems can detect, which will help it, if it sees that you are repeatedly calling for certain material and you are, calling for small quantities, which is actually adding to the logistics cost. So it may, in certain cases, even recommend that you call off a larger quantity so that you can optimize on the cost of logistics. So it can, based on the buying behavior, that you are going to require the material, it may be a matter of just 1 or 2 days that you are going to again require a call off. And by calling off the material in one single go, you're going to actually benefit in terms of cost. So it'll take decisions which will help the organization. Evaluation of supplier consistency, identifying high performing partners. We have already seen this because it is going to evaluate the quality, the price, the reliability, the failure rates, etc. So it will tell you who is the supplier who is most consistent and who is most performing. Also, we talked about most cost-effective supplier. So the system can help you to identify those. Detection of cost-saving opportunities, optimizing pricing strategies. So AI can also, like we said about, the logistics cost by, combining instead of calling off small quantities, calling off a larger quantity to save the logistics cost. So it can give you this kind of suggestions also. Early risk identification, spotting potential supplier reliability issues. So it can also assess, which are the suppliers who are not very reliable or they are prone to natural calamities. Like for example, the location, because of the location, they are, prone to traffic congestion or flooding. I mean, we have seen that even in a city like Bombay, there are certain areas, which are flood prone. And when there is flooding, etc., there is a disruption of the traffic. So if a supplier is located in similar kind of area, then it will flag it, these suppliers for reliability. Prediction of market trends, helping procurement team anticipate fluctuation. So market trends, both in terms of our finished product, which in turn actually drives our procurement, and also the market trend in terms of the material being supplied. So what we talked about, the prices of the commodities going up or down, like the example we gave of the non-ferrous metals, etc. AI for supplier risk management. So AI-driven risk assessment tools analyze vast supplier databases, data sets, including financial records, industry news, and transactional data to identify vulnerabilities and ensure business continuity. So we talked about even the financial stability of the supplier, etc. So when it is scanning the financial records of the supplier, industry news, etc., then it knows exactly what is happening to the suppliers and it will forewarn you in case the supplier that you are sourcing from is likely to, face any debacle or maybe, becoming insolvent or so. So it can, the AI systems can warn you based on the unstructured data that it gathers, you know, from the web. Financial risk analysis to assess supplier stability and solvency. So this we already saw. Operational performance tracking, ensuring consistency in delivery and service level. So we have also discussed this. How consistent they are in terms of delivery? Are they all the time delivering material on time in full? And on time in full is normally expressed in percentage. So it will also tell you what percentage of the time they are delivering on time and the full quantity. So it will also tell you the agility of the customers whenever there is a urgency and urgently certain materials are required. Ethical risk monitoring, detecting compliance violation or regulatory concern. So again, this kind of information can be available, you know, from the net, from news portals, etc. Whenever there is any violation or there is a notice served by the pollution control board, etc. for any violation. Geopolitical and market risk detection. So in case of any war, strike or lockouts, etc. So it can also look at this kind of disruptions which are, you know, risking the operations and disrupt your supplies. AI optimizes supplier negotiations, enabling more structured data-backed decision making. So we have already seen this, how AI helps us, and even for the procurement and for the supply chain, supplier relationship management, it can help us with data-backed decision making. AI's role in strategic negotiations. So AI will actually analyze the past contracts to refine the negotiation tactics. It can also look at, you know, what were the terms in the past negotiations, what are some of the challenges faced by the organization. So AI can also suggest some changes or improvement in the contract going forward so as to obviate those disadvantages going forward. Modeling optimal pricing strategies, leveraging market intelligence. So even the pricing strategies, since AI is capable of tracking the raw material prices, etc., it can also, guide you with the pricing strategies where, you know, critical material, which are very volatile, your pricing can be based on those, market prices and market intelligence. Automating contract creation, ensuring speed and accuracy. So contract creation basically here refers more to the creation of the purchase order or the open purchase order, which we also term as a contract. So it can automate some of these tasks, and it can do this with speed and accuracy, unlike a human person who requires a finite amount of time to do this. Detecting areas for supplier improvement, strengthening agreement. So naturally, when you're doing an assessment, it looks at what are the strengths of the supplier and what are the weaknesses. So naturally, it also can guide you on the areas where the supplier needs to improve and how you can, what is the kind of a support you can offer to the supplier to further improve their performance. AI-driven predictive analytics enhance procurement agility, helping organizations anticipate future market shifts. So as we have seen that by, you know, doing the supplier assessment, supplier evaluation, suggesting the right suppliers so that, you know, you can procure a bulk of your material from those suppliers who are cost effective, who are agile, and all these can actually help the organization anticipate future market shift. When you say future market shift, you're talking about scalability, you're talking about innovation, you're talking of collaboration. So what are the key predictive AI applications in procurement? So first is forecasting price fluctuation, ensuring smart purchasing decisions. So we have already seen how it can track certain material prices, you know, like monomer prices, metal prices, etc. And thus it can support you in smart purchasing decisions. Predicting supplier reliability, identifying potential failures. We also looked at, you know, how it can look at the global developments or even local developments and tell you if there is any potential failure which is likely to happen because of natural calamity or because of any unrest. Demand analysis and inventory optimization. So we already have covered it in the chapter on demand forecasting, where it can help you to achieve a more accurate demand forecast, demand analysis, and thus help you with the inventory optimization to avoid either excess inventory or stock out, and by doing so, reduce the working capital. Assessing geopolitical risks, improving procurement strategies. So geopolitical risks, you know, on account of war or any natural calamity, etc., it can warn you so that, you know, you can procure the material from alternative sources in view of likely failure of or delay in receiving material from the existing supplier who may be located in the region which is affected. AI-driven automation for procurement. So AI automates procurement workflows, reducing operational overheads and enhancing accuracy. And we have seen how it does this. It automates mundane tasks, you know, helps you with the negotiation, helps you with the creation of the contracts, and also helps you with the giving the call off based on the production planning or the scheduling. So this is how it helps you to reduce the operational cost and thus enhance your accuracy. AI-based automation in procurement. So automated supplier screening. We have already seen how it can help you in assessing the supplier, assessing who are the reliable suppliers, cost-effective suppliers. And by doing this, they can you know, tell you that which supplier is most ideal, you know, for the operations in terms of quality, reliability, and cost. AI-driven invoice processing, minimizing errors, and improving financial efficiency. So even what a human being can do in terms of processing of an invoice, basically invoicing, processing of an invoice is a simple thing because you need to compare the invoice against the purchase order and the GRN. The goods actually received. And if all the material was found to be of good quality and the GRN quantity matches with the invoice and the invoice matches with the purchase order, then the payment can be processed. So AI can actually help you with the invoice processing as well. Smart contract management, ensuring compliance and accuracy. So it can create the contracts, it can create the open purchase orders, etc., while being compliant and being accurate. Because as we have seen in the previous chapters also, AI reduces a lot of errors which a human being can make, you know, because of, you know, the repetitive nature of the job, etc. And at times, humans are more prone to error as compared to the AI systems. AI-powered creation, accelerating procurement cycle times. So, you know, it cuts down the time for carrying out these transactions. And because of this, the overall cycle times, you know, for procurement can be drastically reduced. Advantages of AI in procurement and supplier sourcing. So one, it's data-driven supplier evaluation. So your evaluation is done on measurable attributes. So AI provides deep insight into supplier reliability and market positioning. So it takes into account the quality, on time, in full performance of the supplier. And all this is data driven. Reduced supplier risk exposure. AI flags financial instability, operational failures, and ethical concerns. So as we have seen that AI is capable of also looking at the unstructured data from the web in terms of the news items, etc., and it can flag any such risk which may emerge. Enhanced negotiation and contracting. AI refines pricing strategies and automates contract validation. So many of these tasks, repetitive in nature, it can perform. And it can also take the support of the earlier contracts, etc., and basically try and improve upon those based on the areas identified for improvement. Process efficiency and cost optimization. So AI streamlines sourcing, approvals, and purchasing activities. Self-explanatory. Resilient supplier base. AI ensures sustainable and low-risk supplier partnership. So it basically will suggest use of those suppliers who are resilient, who are reliable, and who have a very good track record, so that there is a less likelihood of a failure of supplies from these suppliers. So what are the AI disciplines driving the procurement and the supplier relationship management? So one is machine learning, which basically covers data insights and forecasting. Predicts the price movement, optimizing cost efficiency. We have already seen how it predicts the price movement based on the price movements either in the local market or the global market. And by doing so, it will help you optimize the cost. Evaluates supplier performance, ensuring informed decision. So this is done on a continuous basis and on need basis. That means whenever you want to see this, you will get the supplier performance as on that date. And this will, give you insights into who are the best performing suppliers, etc. Assesses risk preventing disruption. So constantly it is assessing what are the risks that are faced by your supplier based on their geographical location, etc. And it can help you to prevent disruption. So even if there are disruptions which are happening, it will forewarn you so that you can make alternate arrangement to actually fulfill the requirement from other suppliers. Natural language processing, NLP, contract analysis and communication. So extracts contractual risk from agreements, ensuring compliance. So it's able to recognize the text from physical documents, etc., and extract what are the contractual risks as highlighted by the suppliers. And it is able to comply with these risks, etc., or basically consider this risk at the time of creating the contracts. Monitor supplier communications, improving the issue resolution. So any communication from the supplier also can be read, can be interpreted, and can be understood by the AI systems. And of course, respond to it. Analyzes market intelligence, helping procurement teams stay informed. So any changes happening in the market in terms of price trends or any unfavorable development which is happening in the market, which is likely to disrupt, or you are forewarned about it so that you can take proactive action. Intelligent agents, autonomous procurement management. So we already have discussed about this, automates PO processing, reducing the manual efforts. So once the purchase requisition has been created, even purchase requisition can be automated based on the operations management. So once you have the requirement of the finished product which has been forecasted, based on which you have the bill of material, the purchase requisitions for the raw material, etc., can be generated automatically. And then based on that, PO processing can be done, PO generation can be done, and you can reduce the manual efforts and the time. Manages supplier queries, improving response efficiency. So just as we saw chatbots, etc., here also any query coming from the supplier can be quickly responded to without any delay, thus speeding up the entire process. Optimizes sourcing selection, ensuring best value procurement. So we have already seen how it helps us with the suggestion of the most optimum suppliers, and that can help the organization ensure best value as far as procurement is concerned. So coming to machine learning's role in procurement strategies, key machine learning applications in procurement. So supervised learning, we saw what is supervised learning. This is where you have labeled data and you have structured prediction models. So forecasts, supplier delivery times, and improving the planning. So it will also assess what is the delivery time required by each supplier. That means, suppose you have given a purchase order and you find the supplier is every time supplying the material after a certain time period. It will basically, through regression analysis, find out what is the lead time required by a particular supplier. And when we say the lead time, it is not just the manufacturing lead time of the supplier, also the logistics time. That means, you know, from purchase order to receipt of goods, this can be actually measured. Classifies the risk level, ensuring reliable supplier choices. So it can also look at how many times supplies were disrupted and what were the kind of risks which disrupted the supply. And based on this, it can also tell you what is the risk level of different suppliers. And it can warn you, you know, so that wherever you have very high risk suppliers where, you know, they are prone to disruptions due to logistics or any other issue, then the reliance on these suppliers should be reduced. Unsupervised learning, that means unlabeled data. So pattern discovery in procurement data segments supplier based on behavior and responsiveness. So how responsive are the suppliers? And segmentation of the supplier, you know, by the behavior in terms of response time, lead time, quality, etc. Identifies anomalies, spending, anomalous spending or inefficiencies. So what are the inefficiencies detected with various suppliers, etc.? They can be also categorized by those in terms of like packaging defects or damages in transit or documentation, mistakes, etc. So it can actually classify the suppliers based on this kind of anomalies or inefficiencies. Reinforcement learning. So AI learning through experience optimizes negotiation strategies, learning from historical outcomes. So we have seen how it will look at the historical contracts and it will suggest means of negotiating new contracts in a way that is beneficial to the buying organization. Adapts sourcing models in real time, responding to market changes. So if there are changes in the market, availability of certain material, etc., is scarce, then it will suggest certain strategies or tactics in the market for overcoming these challenges in the marketplace. AI-driven strategic sourcing reshapes procurement, making supplier discovery, risk assessment, negotiation, and contract management more efficient and data-driven. So we have seen how this is happening. Instead of traditional manual supplier selection and reactive problem solving, AI enables faster, smarter, and automated sourcing. So in the traditional method, the supplier selection, etc., was more based on the gut feeling. And it could be also biased. You know, I like a particular supplier, and hence I want to, place more orders with him, or he's giving me a very good gift during the Christmas or the New Year, so I'm going to place more orders with him. So this kind of a bias will be removed, and the sourcing will be based on very objective assessment of the suppliers. AI-powered sourcing lowers the cost, increases efficiency, reduces risk, and fosters innovation. And we have seen how it does this through various initiatives. So what are the key benefits of AI in sourcing? Enhances market intelligence, because you are able to get not just the supplier information or the information that the supplier gives you. It also will tell you what are the developments happening in the local markets as well as the global market, and also the development happening within your industry. Automated supplier matching. So AI finds supplier based on quality, cost, and geographic preference. So if you have a preference for a certain geography, like for example, after COVID, before COVID, a lot of people used to do global sourcing. After COVID, people started, switching to near sourcing. That means you started avoiding suppliers who were, a couple of thousand miles away. And your preference was for suppliers who are maybe just 500 kilometers away or even less than that. So these kind of preferences can be automated, and the AI system can help you identify suppliers. Reduced risk exposure. AI detects financial, operational, and geopolitical risks early on. So even when a supplier is facing any of this risk, it can forewarn you, and you can actually cover your requirement through another supplier in case the supplier on whom the orders have been placed is going to fail or the supplies are going to be delayed. Optimized negotiation. So AI refines pricing, contract terms, and compliance tracking. And we have seen how it does that. AI accelerates supplier identification, ensuring businesses find the best supplier faster. It's a repetition of the point that we've already looked at, based on geography, based on quality, cost, etc. So how AI enhances market analysis and supplier discovery? It does it by web scraping and data aggregation. So AI gathers insight from industry reports, from the global market developments, news articles, supplier database, government sources, and industry reports, etc. Natural language processing for unstructured data. So AI analyzes supplier websites, reviews, news article. So, here we are talking about the supplier vulnerabilities. So in case they are, facing, let's say, insolvency or something. So this kind of information can be picked up from the website, from the reviews, and from the news articles. Machine learning for supplier matching. AI recommends optimal suppliers based on specifications, quality, and location. We've already seen how it analyzes and assesses the supplier based on the past actual performance. Network analysis and visualization. AI maps supplier relationship across industries, revealing new sourcing opportunities. So it also will try and help you identify new suppliers who may have come in and who may be of strategic importance to the organization based on their location, cost, and quality. AI extracts valuable data from multiple sources, enabling deeper supplier evaluation. So we have seen this, that not only does it rely on your internal data sources, but it scrapes the web, it looks at the news article, the reviews, etc., and various even industry reports, etc. So when you are procuring, let's say, monomers or metals or so, it is basically looking at the developments and the published data to arrive at decisions which can help you take the right decisions. By using AI, companies gain broader visibility into supplier performance. So not only you are getting the view, the global view of your materials, etc., but even supplier performance. And generally, I mean, you can also check out the facts. So when the supplier comes to you for a price increase based on, let's say, increase in the raw material prices, etc., you have your own sources of global information, as to what the kind of price escalation or price drop which has occurred in the market. So what are the key AI applications? Supplier website analysis. So NLP, natural language processing, extracts details on supplier expertise, certification, and business value. So it can constantly check these things, So whenever the websites are updated, it can find out what are the new developments happening at the supplier from their official website. Industry reports and analyst review. So we have seen how it looks at industry report relating to your industry. So if you're in automobile industry, it will give you what are the news, what are the trends in the industry at the moment, and how the competition or the industry as a whole is performing. Sentiment analysis. AI gauges supplier reputation through online reviews, social media, and news coverage. So in case your supplier is drawing negative reviews due to quality of the supplies or due to certain controversies generated by them, then all these can be mined from the web, from the social media, etc., and from the news coverage. AI ensures the best suppliers are selected while proactively managing the risk. We have seen that how it assesses, how it compares performance on reliability, on timely supplies, on quality, and on cost. So that's how it helps you to choose the best suppliers. AI-driven supplier selection enhances procurement agility and cost efficiency. It also measures the agility. So in case you have a reliable supplier, but he has a longer lead time, but which supplier is more agile and who can cater to your requirement at short notice? So this kind of information also can be dug out from the AI-driven selection process. AI-driven supplier selection methods. So capability-based matching. AI aligns supplier based on the technical expertise and industry requirement. So technical expertise in the sense, do they have the technical know-how? What are the kind of equipment they have? What are the kind of manpower they have? Do they have technical manpower who are expert in their area of or their domain? Performance-based recommendations. AI prioritizes suppliers with proven track record in quality and delivery. So this is based on partly from the reputation that the supplier enjoys in the market. And if they are already your existing supplier, based on the actual performance to your organization. Similarly, based similarity-based matching, AI finds new suppliers with profiles similar to top-performing vendors. So you have your existing vendors or suppliers who are top-performing, and it will try to find the suppliers who match this kind of a profile in the market, and it may suggest these suppliers so that you can evaluate them and you can have them as alternate suppliers. So once the suppliers are shortlisted, AI assesses performance and flags risk before they impact the operations. So the risk assessment is also carried out based on the geographical location and the vulnerabilities of the location where the supplier is located. So it can also forewarn you about the possible risks and how you can mitigate the risk. AI minimizes human bias and streamlines supplier evaluation. So we have seen one, the evaluation is done in a very quick way. So it's available at a very, very short notice. Number two, the biases are removed. So like I said, you know, human beings can choose a supplier based on person who's nice to them, who's making, you know, nice gifts, etc. The AI system will basically look at only the objective data and will actually suggest the suppliers who are best for the organization. So AI-based supplier performance analysis, how it happens. So let's look at, you know, how it is being done. Automated data collection, AI consolidates data from ERP systems, procurement records, and external sources. And we have seen how this is happening. Predictive performance analytics, AI forecasts supplier reliability based on trends. So it can even predict what the performance will be like, you know, in view of any shortages, calamities, or any geopolitical developments. Automated supplier scoring and ranking, as we have seen that this entire exercise in AI is happening autonomously without the intervention of any human being. So AI assigns performance scores, enabling objective comparison. So it will also tell you how the supplier has performed on various performance indicators and giving you a very objective score